Hey there, this is Rick Taylor. Welcome to the Weight Loss Mindset Podcast, where I hope you'll find the answers you're looking for. Do you ever find yourself snacking, even though you just ate a full meal? Or constantly grazing throughout the day without ever feeling truly satisfied? If so, your overeating may be driven more by emotions than actual physical hunger. We've all experienced the growling stomach, dizzy spell, or hunger pangs that signal our body genuinely needs more fuel. But much of the time, the urge to eat stems from psychological factors rather than physiological cues. Stress, boredom, loneliness, excitement all can trigger us to reach for food without any real nutritional need. We eat to fill a void, soothe discomfort, reduce anxiety, or just give ourselves something to do. But no matter how big the bag of chips, tub of ice cream, or late-night pizza, these psychological hungers can never be fully satisfied with food. Learning to differentiate physical hunger from emotional cravings is crucial for getting your eating under control. It enables you to tune in to your body's real needs, resist the call of cravings, and break unhealthy overeating patterns. Just as you wouldn't fill up your car's tank for no reason, you shouldn't fill up your stomach just because you feel like it. So how do you know if it's your stomach or your mind that's really asking to be fed? Here are some telling signs that your hunger may be more psychological than physical. Keep reading to gain insight into your eating habits and take control of your cravings once and for all. What exactly is psychological hunger? Let's first define what we mean by psychological or emotional hunger. This is when you eat to satisfy an emotional need, craving, or state of mind, rather than your body's physical need for food. You might eat because you're bored, lonely, stressed, or simply craving the taste of something. You eat to fill a void or distract yourself from uncomfortable emotions. You use food to soothe, cope, celebrate, or entertain yourself. The problem is that food can't actually satisfy these psychological hungers. No matter how much ice cream you eat, it won't resolve your boredom. The bag of chips won't make you less lonely, and stress or anxiety won't disappear because you polished off a pizza. In the moment, eating for emotional reasons can feel comforting. But it quickly leads to regret, guilt, and feeling even worse. It also promotes unhealthy patterns of overeating that cause weight gain and prevent you from giving your body proper nutrition. The emptiness inside persists no matter how full your stomach gets. These psychological appetites can never be fully satisfied through food. The only way to fill the void is to identify the root emotional or mental need and address it in a healthy, constructive way. How can you tell if your hunger is emotional or physical? Tune in to where the hunger is coming from. Place a hand over your stomach. If that's where you feel the emptiness and rumbles, it's likely physical. But if you identify the hunger in your head, heart, or elsewhere, it's probably psychological. Honestly rate your hunger on a 1 to 10 scale before eating. 1 being ravenous, 5 being satisfied, and 10 being stuffed. If you're below 4, you likely need food physically. But ratings of 5 or above suggest you're eating for other reasons. Strong cravings for specific treats like chocolate, chips, or pizza are another red flag. Physical hunger doesn't care if you eat an apple or a cupcake. Emotional hunger demands instant gratification from indulgent foods. Sudden intense hunger that seems to come out of nowhere is usually psychological too. Physical hunger builds slowly over hours as your stomach empties. Urgent hunger on the heels of your last meal is an emotional reaction. If your hunger comes and goes quickly without eating, it may not have been physical to begin with. True hunger that isn't fed persists and usually intensifies over time. The next time you feel the urge to eat, run through this checklist. It will reveal whether you need to feed your body or if your emotions are actually running the show. Mastering the art of distinguishing physical from emotional eating. With practice, you can get better at recognizing when your hunger is coming from your body versus your mind. Here are some tips. Tune into physical hunger cues. Learn what true stomach rumbling feels like. Pay attention to lightheadedness, low energy, growling, or shakiness that signals nutritional need. Identify emotional triggers. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What need am I trying to fill with food? Boredom, loneliness, stress, anxiety? Food won't actually help with these. Wait out cravings. When a strong urge to eat hits, drink water and wait 20 minutes. Rate your hunger again. If it's still strong, eat a small healthy snack, but often just waiting will make the urgency fade. Don't let emotions instantly trigger eating. Pause, breathe, identify the feeling, and consider healthier ways to meet that need. Go for a walk, call a friend, write in a journal. With practice, your body's physical hunger signals will become more obvious. You'll be able to satisfy them appropriately while finding other outlets for your psychological and emotional needs. Get back in control of your eating. Being able to recognize when your hunger is coming from your mind versus your stomach is a game changer for getting your eating under control. By tuning into physical hunger cues, you can give your body the high-quality nutrition it truly needs without overeating. When cravings strike, ask yourself where they're coming from and what emotional needs you may be masking with food. Address the root cause in a healthy way, whether it's boredom, stress, loneliness, or something else. Go for a walk, call a friend, meditate, or journal to work through the emotions. With practice, you'll be able to differentiate between physical and psychological hunger automatically. You'll stop using food to fill emotional voids. Your eating will become more conscious, healthy, and satisfying. It starts with awareness. Now that you know the key signs of emotional eating, you have the power to take control. Pay attention to your hunger signals, resist cravings, and uncover the real reasons you reach for food. Your improved eating habits will empower you to feel mentally strong, physically energized, and emotionally balanced.